Dear optimist, pessimist, and realist, while you were sitting around arguing about the glass, I went and had to drink your beer. This is the perfect pour.
That's right. It is the perfect pour. It's a show.
It's a show.
About what beer geeks find interesting. I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Whoa.
Metal.
And in the next couple hours, what you will experience is lots of sound drops because people love those.
Yes. Still loving the sound.
Listeners drops. Will call us and tell us, inform us what's going on in their beer world. There'll be some beer releases we'll give you to look out for, and a little bit of craft beer news, some beers we were caught drinking this past week, and some beer culture, all kinds of fun, and plenty of beer drinking. Before we started the show, during our tailgate, we had a Founders Backwards Bastard from Stuart donated to the show. Founders is somewhat sort of buyout. It's a money people buyout beer.
Money people?
Yeah, but it's all right. It's okay.
Unbeer related money people?
I don't like strong Scottish beers, but that was good.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
But why?
I drank it up. I drank it all up.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that, Nick? Because
that's like that breakfast in a bottle.
That, have you had that backwards bastard before?
I want to say yes. Untapped told me no.
Oh, maybe you've just forgotten to untap.
But if it's, what is this? Are we doing ABV game or are we just going to go for it? Oh, this is 2016 variant.
Whoa.
11.2%.
Oh, no. I think I checked in on 2017 on Untapped. What do I do?
They're coming for you. You better hide because Untapped's coming for you.
No.
They have secret agents.
They're like, there's no way that was a 2017.
Yeah.
Damn it.
They have Untapped auditors that are going to audit your account and check all your check-ins.
Damn it. Don't audit my account.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that, Matt?
Verified.
That backwards bastard.
I was expecting a stout, but when... Then I looked at it and it's all ale aged. Because it almost tastes like a barley wine to me.
There's nothing more disappointing than just saying ale on your beer.
Yeah, just call it an ale.
It might as well just be a barley wine that was aged in barrels. So, I mean, it's...
Not even old world strong ale, just ale.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't my favorite, but it was good for what it was.
Isn't that all we can do in life is be good for what it is?
Yeah. That's just the way it is.
That's what she said.
Oh. And then we also had a...
One I got from Merman.
Total Wine on a dump end. I'm trying to get rid of all the Christmas-related crap.
Be like Total Wine. Get rid of your old beer.
Yep. The 8 Merriman IPA from Carl Strauss.
What are you, Aussie over there?
What's going on? It looks like a... Yeah, he's like a Aquaman. That's like an aged Aquaman who's got a big beer gut on the cover there. The thing is strong.
Yes, it's warming me up quite nicely.
Strong like bull.
After
we didn't do the start light and go dark thing. We went start full on right off the bat, triple.
All right, show's gonna be 3 hours and. It's going to get kind of messy in the end.
Yeah, by the way, I apologize for any ramminess that may have occurred last week. I felt like I was, after listening to the show yesterday, I felt like I was a little too rammy. So
I
just want to apologize for my ramminess.
The first step is acceptance.
Yes, step one. I suggest that to all podcasters. I know sometimes people are just like, I don't like to hear my own show. But I would suggest waiting about 5 or 6 days after you've posted and then listen to it, because then you can look at it from a more judgmental perspective. And because if you listen to it right out, like usually I listen to this show on Friday with everyone else, so I can feel like the listener and like get the listener experience. But this time I waited about 5 or 6 days. And when you wait that long, you get like a more of a critique. You can, you're out a little bit outside of it more. Mm-hmm. You see more of the blemishes. So there you go. Pro tip for you podcasters out there.
I thought about maybe just waiting 5 or 6 years before I start listening back to the shows.
Yeah. So, did you say that might be right.
Days or years?
Because I think I'm about ready for the first season to give it a whirl.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll see what are we up to. We are just excited about Ballast Point was just all the rage.
And then Matt's going to give us an iTunes review. 1 star. These guys are terrible.
1 star. Don't listen to him. They claim to be beer geeks. They are not.
They're not.
They are very far from that. So there you're all caught up on what we've been drinking. And before we get into some culture, we got.
I love gold.
Hopefully, if you're an experienced, if your ear is trained, you could tell that was a crowler. Crowler open. Crowlers get pushed to the front of the line, and they're also very hard to pour and not be messy.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. This is
right
donated
over the soundboard.
Nice donated job to the show by Bobby and Carly Bouye from up there in northern Washington on Whidbey Island.
On their private island?
Their private island. They just sit and listen to beer podcasts all day long.
Man, that's the
and
life.
And drink.
And watch Starbucks pop up on every corner.
This is interesting because Melvin Brewing, apparently, up there in Bellingham, Washington, has a remote tap room there. Melvin Brewing from Wyoming, they have a tap. They're lucky enough to have a tap room. So this is a Melvin Brewing beer called Melvingham.
Sounds so much more sophisticated.
Melvingham Ale. This is coming straight from Bobby and Carly's. Next, Melvin Brewing Melvingham Ale. I know what you're thinking. Melvin is in Wyoming, but those Wu-Tang Kung Fu movie-loving bastards open a tap room up here in Bellingham as well. Just recently, they started brewing up here and keeping the tradition of using all locally sourced ingredients. Tasted to me like single malt ale, not over-hoppy. You tell me what you think. There is no artwork on a can and just a strip of tape across the name. It's 7.4 80 IBU. Also, Mikey, I know, was one time looking out for Citra Damas from Melvin. They told us it's in the brewing process right now. I'll get you one of those soon, I hope.
This thing's got a lot of funk going on in it. Hot funk.
I like this, but yeah. It's like different, though. I don't know what to think of it.
Yeah, what's in there?
It's confusing. It's confusing me. This tastes like a Silva. Like I would. This almost tastes like something I would get at Silva. Bitterness. Yeah. Wow. What is that? There's something different in there.
It's just dry and bitter. There's no malts to it.
I like it. It's interesting.
It is dry. It is bitter. There's just a big old slab of hot funk on it.
Yeah. Hot cake.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, our first Melvin Brewing crowler.
Does it say what the hops are?
No.
As if we would know?
Nope.
Even if they told us?
Nope.
What's
maybe
it called?
Maybe we'll get McLovin? The internet. Melvingham.
You only have one name?
Instead of Bellingham? No last name? Melvingham Ale from Melvin Brewing. All right, thanks. There's more Bobby and Carly stuff to come, whether we get to it this week or not. But the crowler, we had to make sure we get to that crowler. So let's get into some culture.
I'm eating a cracker.
I'll go. Yeah, everyone's busy right now, so I'm just gonna go.
I'm busy.
Last season of Portlandia has begun tomorrow, or no, just yesterday, however you want to look at it.
Right. I need to find a way to watch this because I don't have IFC anymore.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to do some creative research.
Is
on
it on? No, it's
I don't know if they have an app or.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Maybe I'll see what I can do.
Or I could wait, just wait a year and pick it up on Netflix, I guess.
All the promos, it looks like a strong season. Because the past couple of seasons have kind of been out there. They like kind of going off on. It feels like this season. So, but I did see the Spike is going to be in there this season. Nice. There was something with Spike.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see any beer. We've been waiting. There's been a couple beer references, but which all I felt like having a pretentious beer geek on the show was just like obvious. Maybe that's why they haven't done it, because it's too obvious.
But come on, they did a brunch episode.
I mean, if you're going to skewer all the Portland stuff and not and just leave beer alone, it's sort of odd. So this is our final season to see if they do some sort of character, beer geek related character. I feel like it's not going to happen, but
damn it,
we got one more season,
one more shot.
You know, or it's over.
It's over.
Well, we have our official. I didn't say it properly last week, so I want to make sure we get this in. We have a new rep in Orlando, Florida, home of Disney World. D-Lang 55.
D-Lang.
Daryl. Daryl is now our Orlando rep. So whenever you go to Disney World, there is a Perfect Pour rep in town. If you need help, he's on social media at D-Lang 55. So you're taking a little vacation, going to Disney World, Orlando. You want to get the lowdown? Contact Daryl. He'll hook you up, tell you where to go.
I'm going to have to start a category separate for Florida.
I know. Florida's covered, man. We got all the Florida action. I know Disney World has there's a drinking thing you do at Disney World, like all across the world, where you try to drink. Have some sort of drink on every place in Disney World.
That's a thing? Does Untappd give you a badge?
Yeah, I think you can. I don't know, maybe. I think you can drink in Disney World. I don't understand what's going on over there. I have Disneyland over here. I don't need to go across the country.
Who would do? They have alligators over there.
Right.
You don't need to do
I've that. Got the old, the real Disneyland over here. I don't That's need to right. go over there. But one day, maybe. The kid always, once in a while, be like, we'll see something.
Will Star Wars Land have beer? Have you heard any spoiler
alerts? Yeah, I haven't heard any of the beer about having beer.
Because they're supposed to have the cantina,
I might be able to find that out. Yeah.
Hopefully with band.
Right.
Play the same song.
Play the same song. Okay.
If I was in there even for an hour, I probably wouldn't get annoyed of it.
I'm fine here.
It's like working in a retail place that pipes in their canned music.
Mm-hmm.
It does, as an employee, it does drive you nuts that you hear like the same 20 songs every day.
I remember working at Sonic. We had Sonic Radio, and it was either Sonic commercials, Sonic promotions, or the same songs played at the same times each day.
And then drives you insane.
It does.
You're like, come on! Because at Vaughn's, there's like three different channels you could, and the store manager could choose like three different.
Oh man,
genre. Base stuff.
And there's no greater motivation to become store manager
than
picking.
I want control of the the music.
You hear what's on the radio today? I picked it.
I did that. So congratulations, Daryl, on your being our Orlando rep,
Sir Daryl. He's been
knighted. Sir Daryl
knighted by the Perfect Pour. Can we do that?
Sure.
Are we sanctioned to do that?
Oh, we can sanction ourselves. Damn it.
Nice,
Dre. Our good friend Loyo wants us to know that Drake's kicking off SF Beer Week.
Oh boy.
Which also means we're getting into a Pliny the Younger time of year.
Yeah.
So exciting time of year for beer. San Francisco Beer Week. And but Drake's is basically kicking it off with Hopocalypse Day. Hopocalypse Day on the 3rd of February. It's an Imperial IPA Fest. And they're releasing the Hopocalypse Black, White, and Green Label. And then plus a bunch of kick-ass breweries.
No red label this year?
I believe she just said black, white, and green.
Wow.
Mm. So, big day on the 3rd.
Was red the blood orange IPA?
That sounds right.
And then the green became the hazy, right?
I don't know. We got something wrong last week or a week before.
Yes.
And Loyal was like, you got this wrong. I was like, what?
So Jolly Roger.
We got something wrong.
Is a barley wine.
Oh.
Not a Berliner Weiss.
We said Jolly Rogers was a Berliner Weiss?
Yep. Because the picture was so dark, I couldn't read the letters. So I was guessing by the length of the word. I was like, that looks like Berliner Weiss.
It's probably Berliner Weiss.
And so I got two of the letters right. B and W.
That's good.
That's close enough.
Yeah, it's fine.
But it's a barley wine, which makes way more sense.
Yeah, I guess. So there's a chance for a get it.
Fan correction.
Apocalypse Day on the 3rd. It's like golf. You know what? In golf,
what?
This is one of the unique mini things golf? About professional golf. If you're watching, like, there's a lot of etiquette and rule, you know, little rules happening in golf. If you're watching a tournament, if you see a golfer do something that he's not supposed to do, you can call and tell them, I saw this golfer do this, and they'll dock that golfer. Like a fan can narc on a golfer and change his score.
Yet another reason to not play golf.
I'm not sure why I brought that up anymore.
Thanks.
I think there was
Thanks
a reason.
For wasting our time.
I think there was a reason I completely.
He was picking his nose. I don't care for that.
Something that needs to be addressed. I should have addressed this immediately, right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul,
I was going to say you should have.
Yeah, Paul. A couple weeks ago, was like called in and says, Hot Bullet sucks.
Right.
Just, you know, essentially, I'm paraphrasing.
Please.
He said, it sucks. All right. Don't have the Hot Bullet. It's just bad. And I remember having it from a crowler that was crowlered that same day from Sierra Nevada, brought down. There was a guy that came into Pine and Palm. And he had one, and he shared it. I thought it was great then, but this was 6 months ago, and now this Hot Bullet from Sierra Nevada, this double IPA, is out in 6-pack bottles. It's out there, and I saw it at Whole Foods. I'm like, nope. Paul said it sucks. Not gonna buy it. And I put it on our Instagram, and a lot of people are like, no. It's actually good. Or you should try it, or it's at least try worthy. And there's a lot of feedback saying like, no, maybe you should try. So I don't know. Now I don't know what to do. So Hot Bullet, it's up in the air. It's up to you, I guess. Either you take Paul's advice or you take other people's advice.
I think I've had it.
Had it
on draft, probably at Goldstein's.
Draft goes ahead.
I thought we had it at Christmas Eve.
I didn't see it, but I wasn't there that long.
You were not there.
Oh, Christmas Eve, no.
No.
I was close by.
Mikey, no.
No. And Mikey, no, he. Okay. At the end of the month, Fieldwork is announcing they have chosen their final remote tap room. They had one more left to play with. And they have put it out there on social media saying we will be announcing at the end of the month. They even put a blueprint of what it's going to look like.
What?
But they said you can guess which town.
Nice.
I feel like if it was going to be Fresno, you guys, one of you two would have heard this.
There'd be a high level of gentrification going on.
They're gentrifying the area. Sorry, bro. It's beer. So you guys have heard nothing. So
maybe we have, and we just can't tell you.
You've signed a
confidentiality statement. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Is fieldwork that popular? They can get you to sign the do not disclosure agreement.
Yeah. When the first crowler's free, you'll sign it.
Well, I feel like it's gonna be Bay Area somewhere.
Yeah, they're like, we like to make money. Lazy. So.
Yeah, we like to make money, and we don't like to drive very far to send our beer. So,
where do we need another vacation?
I feel like
house?
That fun will be over with. So now we have to officially move on to Alvarado Street.
There's two people in this thread throwing Fresno out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who are these two people?
Who did Mikey talk to? Oh, no, it's Reggie, huh?
No, it's Jimmy and Mikey.
Yeah.
No, Fresno.
Fresno, I think it should be Fresno.
Everybody's talking all the different bays, east, west,
bays, north, bays, south. Bays, bays. See, they put a hashtag East Bay, but I felt that hashtag meant like they're from the east. That's where they're
East Bay. Beer.
That's where they're from. Any already doesn't mean where they're putting their tap room.
It's across the street from their current tap room.
Yeah, they're just like, ah, just put it across the street. It'll be
ooh,
easier.
The first double tap room.
Maybe
double
they took room. Over the old
Starbucks style
pyramid.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Paul has insight on this.
They're doing bunk bed style tap rooms.
Put it above it. You going upstairs? Downstairs.
Uh-huh. Climb this awkward ladder to get to their second tap room.
Well, that's enough for me. Matt.
Is it now?
He's got some culture.
So there was a... interesting article from Green Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look at that as well?
I perused it.
Hmm. So they are stating that they are doing a 15% labor cut and that they're... Sorry, yeah, 15% labor cut and they're pulling out of 32 states. They had a 50-state plan that they were adhering to get it distributed, but they're only going to keep 18 states. But the interesting thing is they're going to maintain their current Green Flash Brewery in San Diego, the Alpine Brewery, and they're still going to open their Lincoln, Nebraska. But it sounds like the Lincoln, Nebraska is not going to distribute. It might just brew for that local community in Lincoln.
Hmm.
But... mm-hmm. Which I did the quick math. So it sounds like they had about 220 employees. And so that's where they're going to get rid of the 33, which is production, operations, sales, marketing, and admin. Oh. But they went as far to say that Alpine was not touched in this. And anybody that was in taproom or retail is retaining their job. So that
ooh, sales guys,
that's the part that, resonated most to me is that your tap room is important for making money, whereas shipping beer to every state seems to be not, or having representatives everywhere is not necessarily profitable, or at least
as profitable,
or they're willing to cut those things out to remain profitable. And they kind of mentioned that 2016, their numbers grew, and 2017, their numbers kind of flatlined. Mm. So they wanted to trim. I guess you could throw that horrible phrase, trim the fat, to kind of say, hey, maybe we'll seem profitable. Well, you know, we'll have less losses this year, so maybe we'll seem profitable. And they didn't, I don't know, at least in the article, they didn't
just kidding.
They didn't state what states they're keeping and which ones they're dropping. They just kind of said East Coast and West Coast is pretty popular.
There was one... There was something that said a few states that they were keeping. I mean, obviously California.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be silly. We made it.
Yeah.
But
I don't think they had a list of all 18. I think they just kind of said, oh, it's popular in New York, blah, blah, blah. And you know,
yeah.
Stuff like that. But what they also said, pushing forward in 2018, they're going to drop 22-ounce bottles.
No.
Which, that's pretty crazy because they had their own bottle dye made with their green flash logo embossed on it and everything. And that's a big commitment to drop that. So they probably had a – they probably better have made sure that they ran down inventory and they're not just dumping pallets of glass. Or writing off pallets like glass. I don't know. So I thought that was an interesting article. It was a, it is now the, would that be third? Cause it was Stone. No, there was a fourth one. Who was it? Stone laid off people. Somebody else laid off people. New Belgium just went through staffing cuts, but they also got a new CEO. Which you kind of expect when that happens.
I'm going to trim the fat.
Yep. And then,
well, my question is, flash. My question is it because they didn't go hazy?
Didn't go hazy enough last year.
I think Paul's right. I think haze is fucking it up for all the beer drinkers.
So that's the thing about Green Flash.
You want money.
They have Alpine, so obviously they have good beers, but
yeah.
Green Flash is not necessarily known for trendy beers. They're known for bitter, kind of out there beers, which grew them to the ginormous company they're at.
Uh-huh. But they haven't gone beyond that. They're still, Palate Wrecker is still, you know, their go-to for bitter as all hell beers. Like, that's their style. Clean, clear, super bitter IPAs. They're not, I don't want to say stuck in 2015, but
it's tough to not having Chuck Silva. And I guess Chuck Silva was on, the Silvas were on the Full Pint podcast. And I guess from what I heard that Green Flash let Silva, the Silva Stout.
Mm-hmm. He got to retain the name.
The rights, they let the rights fall off, and so he got the name back. So he has the name of Silva Stout. So there's going to be a Silva Stout from Silva Brewing out. The Silva Stout is back.
Nice.
With Silva.
So was that their mistake?
I don't know.
Because, you know, all them stout drinkers, they're carrying the market.
Right. I couldn't finish that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was waiting for that. I love stouts, but I realize they're not what makes the monies.
Well, hey, but now you're going to be able to have a Silva Stout.
Nice.
From Chuck Silva.
From Chuck Silva.
Sit there and watch but Chuck Silva do it.
As soon as I saw that article, and then I heard Paul's voice, hazy beers are messing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, oh, the Green Flash hasn't gone hazy. Like, they're...
Yeah, I can't think of a hazy. I mean, we're kind of lately. It's just been getting Green Flash's basic stuff. Not even a lot of that.
Yeah, so, they've kind of
the spirit so
in the Alpine too. We
yeah,
not seeing very
old,
much.
We're Alpine. Getting old Alpine.
So maybe that's just they're in flux right now, and that's why now they're pulling back, and now they're going to kind of you know, keep things tight.
Toit.
Keep it
toit. What else?
That's what I got. That was moving enough to be my one little news thing going on there.
Moving.
Nick, I'm ready.
Here's what's going on. There are craft beer, indie beer, non commercials happening now, almost like movie shorts. Have you guys seen any of these yet?
Possibly.
I posted one to the page the other day. Sierra Nevada has released
yes, I did see that one.
A old-timey-esque video. If anybody has been to Disneyland and been on the Indiana Jones ride, there's a like a vintage reel playing in the line for the ride where it's black and white. And there's the old timey announcer guy talking about the,
and it's so, got Sala in there.
Yeah. And so
Indiana Jones,
Sierra Nevada has made a short movie about their, what's their new hazy beer?
Yeah, the hazy. I did see that. That's a good, that was a good commercial.
Hazy little thing.
Yeah, hazy little thing.
So, like, I don't know why. Is this necessary, or are they just having fun, like, making these little commercials? And I thought, okay, it's Sierra Nevada. They're just being, you know, quirky or whatever. But now Alvarado has a beer commercial for their hazing saddles. I don't know if you guys have seen this on their Instagram. And it's a parody of the
Blazing Saddles,
the movie. Mm-hmm. And the dude's name. Oh, crap. What was the guy's name? It's hilarious. It's like they went beyond the pun of just the beer name. They named the character of this beer
after
one of the movie characters.
I like all these little commercials. I think it's probably just, you know, local production companies making these things for them. And fairly, for a crew that knows what they're doing, it's fairly simple to do. I know there's a guy, there's those guys in Burp. San Diego that do that. Wyatt Burp. Nice.
Yep.
Nice. It's good. It's probably like for places like Alvarado Street, it's pretty unnecessary. I imagine all their hoppy beers are gone. Like, they don't need to advertise, I would think.
By the time the film's done, and then beer's sold out.
Beer's already gone. So,
I was just curious why this, what's with this new marketing push.
Mm-hmm.
You know, traditionally craft beer has never advertised.
Yeah. I think all, that's one of the things, because that's what I'd like to get into, or at least I think that would be something I could get into as far as if I'm going to work in beer, the marketing side of it, and then media relations side. That a lot of breweries, craft breweries, aren't embracing social media enough, and aren't embracing commercials like that enough, and marketing enough. They're just kind of like, they're worried about just make, you know, as you would imagine, your small brewers, they're just worried about making more beer, trying to figure out how they can make more beer and where they're going to fit the fermenters. And they're not thinking about the marketing side that much. And I think probably a lot more craft breweries need to be thinking about the marketing side just as much. It's just the same thing with podcasters, bloggers, all these things. The content is king. Content is important, but promoting it is even more. Like, you have to spend more time promoting something you do than actually producing the thing. And probably that's something craft breweries need to catch up on.
So it's no longer just the label.
Nope.
We need more.
Yeah. And that's another thing, is there's too many breweries, especially the older ones, that just don't worry about their graphic design work on their cans. And that's huge. Label buying is, I mean, for me, it's huge. And a lot of people it is. So you're missing out if you're not getting cool labels, bro. if you're not Tioga hiring out the Mr. Hot label guy. That what's his name?
Is this a label model?
The dude, what's going on here? Yeah. The guy that makes the pretty labels.
Handsome Dan? Is that what his name is?
No, I don't think that's what it is. The one that made the morning the thing with the woods. He always does the nice pretty woods and trees.
Oh.
Cabin.
This design. Beer is not good.
Ithaca Brewing, donated to the show by Exo Perro. It's, is it Dr. Mosaic?
Yeah. Dr. Zick.
That's Mosaic IPA. How can they screw that up?
Notes of mango, lemon, citrus, pine, and blueberry. I definitely get blueberry and lemon, but I don't get Mosaic. Maybe they're not using the same. Does Mosaic mean something different to them?
Wow. In New York, Mosaic's a whole different thing.
So like New York pizza versus Chicago pizza.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
New York pizza.
I've had a lot of Mosaic, and that's different to me.
Hell, it hasn't been in there that long.
I think it's the fruit that's messing it up.
But it says notes of. It doesn't say that there's fruit added. It just says notes of.
What did you do with a cup? What did you do?
Blueberry. Too much. They've gone too far.
They found a way to screw up Mosaic, huh?
Apparently. How do you get blueberry out of Mosaic? Mosaic.
I don't know, dude.
It's pronounced Mosaic.
It's pronounced Mosaic. What else, Nick? We're still doing stuff.
I want to say Four Noses Brewing. Have you guys heard of this? Of course you have.
Maybe. I don't know.
I just want to take a moment to congratulate them on the naming of their beers. Oops, not that one. Number four.
Mm.
Noses.
Four. They used the number four.
They have beers by the names of the following.
Of following and so forth.
Pump Action.
Okay. Can mean a lot of things.
Can mean a lot of things. Ad Hoc Series.
Oh,
what'd you call me?
Ad Hoc.
That's a copywriting term.
Is it? Ad Hoc. They have Perfect Drift. That is a German-style Pilsner from them. Where was the one that really... Oh, so they got a new one, or maybe it's an old
cops
one.
Cops are here.
Busted. That's the Untappd Police.
Yeah.
They're coming to verify your check-in.
Oh, you checked into the wrong year. I'll delete it. Too late.
Too late. They got one called Bout Damn Time.
Bout Damn Time.
And they double dry hopped it. So it's a double
about
dry hop.
Time
about
damn double time. Dry hopped it.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's about damn time for a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 44 Magnum. Like a Dirty Harry reference.
Feeling lucky, punk.
But all of their cans are super simple, black and white, nice big Helvetica style letters.
Uh-huh.
Just clean, simple.
Trying to be modern timed or something. I see what you're doing there.
Makes me want to drink some of these beers with those names.
See? Marketing, bro.
Mm-hmm. You got a pretty name.
All right. Is that good?
That's my culture.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me
I will.
Driving?
No.
I'll tell you anything you need to hear.
Mm.
I'm driving. Hey, honey, I'm driving. What? Whoa.
It's a thing.
What are we doing here? I'm driving. I'm sorry. There's a Star Wars board for Star Wars Minute podcast. There's a private board for that. I'm a Facebook group.
Mm.
And there was a meme in there, a story of a guy. I'm tangenting here. Sorry.
Oh boy.
There was a girl out that told the story of she dated this guy, and like on the first date, and they slept together, and they went. He took her to Star Wars, Phantom Menace, and during sex he goes, now this is podcast, or this is pod racing, which was what Anakin said during a scene. Now this is pod racing. And she left him. She stopped and just left. The guy made a Star Wars reference during sex. All right. Sorry. I just needed to get that in there, I guess.
That's what she said.
Oh, shit. Things are happening.
Oh, boy.
Not right.
All right. Mike, we've lost Mikey.
I want to
edit that out.
The
triple has kicked in.
The triple. Damn it. Don't do triples at the beginning of a show. Pro tip. Another Mikey, podcasting tip.
Gets Mikey all up in Star Wars.
I'll go Star Wars all night long, baby. Star Wars references.
All night long.
Hey, guys. It's Colin and Janine.
Wow. What's up? Hello. Why are they sad?
What's up? Here to say, yeah, as down. 2018, we want to be the year of beer festivals. So we bought tickets recently to go to Winterfest on the 27th of January. And we're going to definitely do GABF. And hopefully you guys can make it. And maybe we can have a get it.
Get it.
And we're going to do Breckenridge and Winter Park for sure. But yeah, this is the year of beer festivals and beercations. Where should we go on beercation, Con?
We should go to Fresno.
Yeah, Fresno. No.
Just kidding.
Yeah,
no,
San Diego.
No.
Just,
fuck yeah, okay, San
yes.
Diego.
Sweet.
And then
there's rumors we're getting a fieldwork taproom, guys.
Brewedhere.co. And it has all the breweries in Colorado, and then you check them if you've been there. And we think this is pretty cool. So our goal is to go to one new brewery, at least one new brewery every weekend. And we went to three new breweries this weekend.
We did.
Yeah. The first one was...
we went to Strange on Friday,
of course. Oh, yeah, but that wasn't new.
That wasn't new.
Today.
That was good.
We went to Powder Keg. Powder Keg was pretty cool. It was okay. Then we went to...
Oh, they had a stout release that was really awesome.
Oh, the barrel-aged stout was really good.
Barrel-aged stout.
Then we went to Cellar West. That was all funky beers, Brett beers. It was okay. But the last one was definitely the winner. We went to Vision Quest, and it was three homebrewers set this up, and it was really good, really good beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good sours. Their IPA was meh. But the rest of their beers are pretty tasty. Like, they had some called... jelly jam.
Space jam.
They had all kinds of jam.
It's really good.
They're just like grape sours. But they were tasty. They were definitely good. Yep. Oh, I want to recommend a beer to you guys. I think you guys maybe get Fremont beer out there.
We
kind of got it the past 2 years here. They have one called Lush right now. And this beer is really, really good.
Fig
totally digging
Fremont
it. Lush
sometimes.
Is awesome. And Fremont is the shit.
They're
and we
Washington.
Had a quick question for you guys. So... We want to know, so we have some friends of ours that are only friends of ours
because
of beer.
I feel like there's air
quotes
around that.
So we want to know, do you guys have beer friends? Like, and they're only friends of yours because of your shared love of beer. And, like, these friends will, like, go to these new breweries with us. They'll go to the beer festivals with us, you know, things like that. So, and we have lots of friendships just based on our love of beer. So we're just curious if everyone's like this or if it's just us.
Yeah, like, did you meet your wife because of beer? Did you meet your best friend because of beer? Do you have friends you met recently just because they, you know, like to go drink beer? We have actually a lot.
All my friends are because of beer.
Scott.
Not craft beer, just
Jamie.
Beer.
Just beer.
Jamie, Max, and Jenna.
And that's all we have in common.
Yeah, all we have in common is that we all love beer.
Yeah, and we're all humans, too. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, human friends.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Damn it. Let's see.
I was having beer when I met my wife. I don't remember what beer I was having, though.
Hey, me too, actually.
I was at a party, so I know I was drinking.
I was at a bar. I actually met my wife in a bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you say, like, something else for a while? Tell people? Did you do that move where you told people, like, oh, we met friends
on Plenty of Fish? No, hell no. That's the coolest thing I've ever done, is meet my wife in a bar.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I try to avoid having friends because,
you know. Yeah, I was going to say, what are
beer friends and
how do you
friends?
Pronounce that? Friends?
Yeah, because friends want you to do stuff.
I think.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
There's, people that live in town, I should say. There's, on average, like three people I will message to say, hey, let's go grab a beer. Otherwise, usually it's people I run into. Or they're like, oh, hey, you're at such and such place. I'm going to come hang out with you. That's usually how it goes. But I usually don't just try to throw out the invites, be like, hey, this looks cool. We should go do this. No, I don't do that. Sorry.
You'll do the move on social media like, hey, I'm drinking here. So you're like letting people know, like, I'm here.
No, that's just.
If you want to come to this place where I'm at drinking,
that's not an invite.
That would be.
Just being like,
that's
hey,
just like I'm
look,
drinking. Here.
I'm out in public.
Just oh, okay. Because I almost, you know, a couple times I took that to mean an invite. Like, oh,
nope.
Matt wants me to come sit next to him.
If you would have shown up, I would have shook your hand and like, turned back to my conversation.
You're like, oh, how are you doing? And then that was it.
I was that
like, was oh,
it.
I was invited here by Matt. Sure you were, buddy.
Don't sure. expect my full attention.
Sure. I don't have any friends. Just no.
Hey, guys. It's whoa. Kelly. I just wanted to give you all a call because it's been a little while. Uh-huh. And I wanted to see how y'all are doing. Hope you guys are having a lot of fun tonight.
Fun.
I wanted to give you guys a call, too, to give you a heads up on some really cool things that have been going on in L.A.
Yes.
Those where? Things I'm going what?
Louisiana?
To things you need to go to now.
Oops.
ASAP. It's, I believe, the 17th, the Thursday. I'm kind of mixing up my days, but
it's too late.
The day after, I really should have sent it to you guys. But if you haven't heard, the Women's March is this Saturday in downtown, which I'm attending this year. I'm very excited. Ryan, my sister,
is there a beer garden?
And I, we're all going together. it's going to be a lot of fun. And then afterwards,
a lot of bros.
Yeah, women!
We're
going to
go to my favorite places called The Residence, which is a music venue. And it's a really cool place you all need to go to ASAP.
Is it hip?
They have a lot of really cool bands that play there. It has both an indoor section where all the bands.
Does it have. All the Rademacher variants,
as well as kind of an
playing?
Outdoor patio feeling.
Local band reference.
Permanently there. Oh. They have essentially 2.5 bars. There's a bar inside the indoor area where all the people play.
Sounds like a realtor.
Shows.
It's got 2.5 bars.
The outdoor area, it's essentially like
one
a
bathroom.
Trailer, an old school
ooh,
trailer that was
situation.
Transitioned into a bar. It's really cool. So we're going to go there, and they actually going to have a few beers on tap that day and have, like, a dollar off that goes towards, like, off of every beer sold towards L.A. Women's Shelter. So I'm really excited about that. It should be fun. Good cause, fun day, lots of good vibes. Also, Indy's second anniversary is coming up.
Indiana Jones?
The 27th. Of February, not February, excuse me, January. Don't know what month it is. January. So if you guys are planning on a trip to hang out, Scotty, you think you'll be around, you should definitely go. They're going to have a huge party from like noon to midnight and have awesome beers. They did a collaboration beer with Phantom Carriage.
Phantom Carriage, Nick.
Their collab
nice.
Goes with Dry River Creek. Lots of fun things. A barley wine, your favorite style. Hazy IPA.
Barley wine.
Everything. anything that people are going to want.
Anything goes.
So that's coming up.
No holds barred.
That same weekend is also the Eagle Rock Brewery's like 8th anniversary, which is awesome. They're like one of the
I need to go there.
To the brewing industry in L.A. And then last, if you make it out to Koreatown,
I'm always there. Always there. You always run into me at Koreatown.
They're going to have a donut
kimchi.
And beer pairing event, which they do there every year. I think it's their third year doing it now, and it's great. It's just so
it's
great.
It's fun.
They usually
it's
do
super.
Some kind of like coffee beer with donuts, and it's super delicious. Mm. Highly recommend it.
Donuts.
Anyways, have fun. Y'all fun. Are in L.A. Go to those places. Do it.
Do
and
it.
Happy drinking. Cheers.
Woohoo.
Cheers. Kelly. Cheese. Cheese, Kelly.
All she really wants is cheese.
Cheese.
Man, LA is blowing up.
LA is that's too spread out, though, man. Sorry, LA.
It's hard to do.
I live there. Come on. I get street cred. I lived in Lakewood for 5 years.
Do
come
you
on. I've graduated high school. Lakewood High, bro. Mess around.
Mm-hmm.
I turned 21 in Long Beach with a friend from Fonz. We went bar hopping in Long Beach.
Yeah.
I was 21. It was fun.
Smashed some...
had my first, like...
40s in the parking lot.
Where you drop a shot of the root beer schnapps in your beer, and then you down the beer.
Sounds disgusting.
Oh, what? It's not... It's like the easiest way to drink beer ever. Like, it's so easy to down... Speaking of, you know, people that freaking down their beer, their craft beer.
The chuggers.
Craft beer chuggers. Makes it super easy to chug, bro. Okay? So, don't knock the... New beer schnapps in your beer.
I'm knocking it.
Don't do it.
Before I try it.
Voicemails, guys. 559-492-0542.
Hey, guys. I'm driving.
Uh-oh.
Long time. Haven't spoken in a moment. This is the Ian from the Akrons of Ohio.
Whoa.
Akron, buddy.
You know, I just figured on a whim.
You're Ohio right now.
I will admit, and I am riddled with shame.
Ooh, already
I
have an Ohio
not
rant.
Been following up with Perfect Four episodes. Oh, no. I am disgracefully behind.
Oh gosh!
But it is neither here nor there.
I think it's
Lord,
here.
Since I last threw one of these at you guys, I was working in a Mexican restaurant, but now I am a product vendor for a distributor.
Mm.
Oh man. It is just
sound like
perfect.
A rep.
I've been wanting to get into the craft beer industry, so it's very, very nice to finally have an opportunity to put my foot in the door. And you know, it's nice just to wake up early in the morning,
it's fun.
Get on the roads before anybody else, and do an hour drive out to Youngstown and then an hour back. Well, life's good, and pretty much just that. So. Nice quick one, because I know that there's some better stuff out there, but I figured I'd just call back to you guys, even though I haven't actually heard y'all in a while. So, happy 2018. Yeah, it's 11 days early, but I don't give up. Keep up the good work, guys.
Guys.
Guys. Gotta love that drop.
Oh, man. Oh, thanks for calling in. Thanks for checking back in. And have fun in Ohio.
Akron's known for a few things.
Like,
don't say it. You don't want to offend him.
Okay.
Because he'll be like, we're only
King
known
James?
For that. Yeah, there you go.
King James.
Mm-hmm. How about I get another beer? How about this one right
you
here?
You can. That's allowed.
Hey, Perfect Four. It's your Minnesota rep. Single cam. Yes, Minnesota does have good craft beer.
I love
just to remind you guys, I still have to send you some. I know I've been slacking a little bit, but I will send you some soon. I guess my two things I wanted to bring up is if anybody ever does visit this cold-ass state, I highly recommend Modest
Producer
Brewing,
Becky did.
Dangerous Man, and my very local Lupulin Brewing, because they have been brewing amazing beer, and I really truly need amazing beer from the start. And I'm going to send you guys a couple cans. I think I've already sent you Blissful Ignorance, but I'll just send you a couple more. Really
sure.
Good stuff.
We'll take them.
I'm actually going on vacation for the first time in a long, long, long time. This next week I'm going to the Dominican Republic.
Wow.
And I don't think the beer selection is going to be very good. And I guess my question here is, when you guys are international or on vacation in areas that may not have good craft beer, or just good beer in general, do you just say hell with the beer and go with mixed drinks, rum-related drinks, or anything like that? Mm-hmm. Or do you just say hell with it, I'm just going to drink this beer and be satisfied? I guess that's my question. I hope everything goes good on my trip. Hope I don't get shot. Anyway, keep up the good work.
Yeah, don't get shot.
Do not get shot. Right.
Don't get shot, man. That would suck.
Yeah, last time I was traveling, I just went for the hard stuff and said, forget the beer.
Yeah, that was your Mexico experience. You just went with hard stuff. I think that's where I'm at now. And I've never been a liquor person at all.
Yeah.
And I think in that situation, I would go with liquor drinks as opposed to a core, you know, butter Coors related products.
You just start drinking those apple teenies?
Sure.
Light on the teeny?
Sure.
Thank you.
Heavy on the apple? So, the new beer we're going around the table from left to right of your podcast now, Death by Coconut, the highly popular Oscar Blues beer, the Irish Porter Death by Coconut. This I actually got this produced for producer Becky, and she was like, nah.
It is a beautiful representation of what coconut can do to a beer.
Where's the it light slayer?
Probably the definitive.
Or light fighter.
Coconut beer.
What?
Related beer.
It's right. It's over there in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
All the way over there. all the way over there.
Louis. Fetch Louis. Beer.
Vuitton?
Louis. Fetch beer.
Louis, fetch beer.
Hey, Perfect Pour. It's your Minnesota rep, single cam.
Mm-hmm. Let's make sure. Hold, please.
What?
We're verifying this.
I know what's going on, bro.
This is true. Carry on.
Didn't you play that one?
I did, but voicemails are messing up, bro.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's Rad Mike, or Michael
Rad Mike.
Just wanted to say thank you for giving me some love on Perfect Pour. I'm a Canadian rep here. Just drinking a Bose Dark Helmet.
Dark
Helmet. I tagged you guys in it. It's from Van Beek Hill, Ontario. It's fantastic. It's a Schwartz beer. It's really, really good.
Believe in the Schwartz.
Anyways, just wanted to say thanks.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Was that it?
Rad Mike, dude.
Wow.
Michael Radzi won on social media. He's up there. He's one of our Canadian reps.
He is. He's one of our international.
Yeah, as international. We call him. Yeah, Canadian international.
He's over the line.
Cross over the line. So did I miss that? Did single cams not come through?
No, single cam. No, you missed that.
Yeah,
you stepped away.
Do you want to go see a thing about a thing?
Okay.
Mad about a thing, and then the thing happened. The single cam's cool. He's going to send us a beer here pretty soon. Yep. And he's like, hey, is anyone going to come see me in Minnesota?
Minnesota. Not right now.
No. Producer Becky did that for her work a few years ago. She went to the Twin Cities.
Whoa.
Stayed there for a few days.
Yeah.
But she was just work.
Left Twix and right Twix.
She's not a beer geek. She wasn't looking for beer things. I'd be like, all right, where's the beer? Every trip is like, all right, what town are we in? Where's the beer?
So me and Evil Circle, we're hanging out.
Oh, boy. Garage Boys.
You were sleeping on the sofa. And
he posed a question that I want to pose to you guys.
Okay.
Who do you think is the typical craft beer drinker?
Mike.
Is it someone who's a professional?
I am typical.
Like, I don't know, maybe an architect or an engineer? Is it the working man? You know, like a... I don't know, a hardline phone repair guy, or like a Frito-Lay worker, or is it kind of that middle management guy, like
Fritos,
someone who works in trucking, or maybe manages, I don't know, a tasting room, something like that? Do you think it's a millennial? Is it someone in their late 30s? Is it maybe a husband and wife with kids who are just looking for a little bit of an escape? That's something to think about.
I just need an escape from this life.
Yeah. What about some construction guys working the board? Or, and this is a little more.
Hey, I'm a construction guy.
What about the guys who are coming just to work in the fields and do a bit of agricultural work? How many craft beer guys you see like that there, beer brewer? Anyways, I'm a little behind on the podcast.
Oh, boy.
But I haven't called.
Man, that's a theme.
So I just want to tell you guys, hey, keep up the good work. Postscript, little note. A couple, I don't know.
No, you said keep up the good work, dude. So we're gone. Mike sorry. Played. Goodbye. Played. Said keep Charlie up the good work. White. Nope. Said keep up the good work.
End of voicemail.
It's over.
So I don't remember doing the episode titled Little Behind.
Hey, guys, I'm a little behind. Oh, that's a good episode.
That was a good episode.
Don't recall that one.
It was solid, though. I'm glad everyone's enjoying that. Seems like everybody's enjoying.
Everybody's on the episode titled Little
Behind. I'm on episode 98, A Little Behind. All right, well, catch up.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
No.
Yeah, Scotty B.
And
I'm driving.
Whoa.
What?
That's my daughter. She's driving.
He's like, don't say anything.
So, this is my little gripe of the week. I know I don't gripe too much, but I got a gripe. Something that grinds my gears.
Nice. Grinds my gears. You know what really grinds my gears?
I have noticed there's a lot of breweries putting out what they are branding as New England IPAs. And I ain't calling out any names. They know who they are.
Here we go.
But, you know, if your beer's slightly hazy and it's like, it smells like rubber and tastes like bubble gum, please don't call it a New England IPA. I just now came up with a conspiracy theory of why this is happening.
Uh-huh.
I think it's because they hate this New England IPA craze, but they want to cash in on it. They don't hate money. They want the money.
they're
trying to ruin New England IPA, the style. That's what I think is happening. So this beer is slightly hazy. It's a little bit hazy, but you can still see through it. Sorry, if you can see through it, it's not a New England IPA. If it doesn't look like orange and pineapple juice, it's not a New England IPA. If it smells like rubber, tastes like bubble gum, I don't know what the hell you've made, but it ain't a New England IPA. Okay? So that's my little gripe, my little pet peeve of the week. So tell me what you think. Tell me if you have noticed any breweries putting out somewhat slightly hazy IPAs and calling them New England IPAs, and they're subpar. Tell me if you've noticed this, too. I want to hear what you have to think. Care about your opinion and junk.
And well, anyway, junk.
Keep up the great work, and I'm not driving!
Scott
Avery! Don't get one day anymore. Anyway, love you guys.
Love you, too, Scott.
So, I will say this. There is a certain amount of pride you have to smash to make hazy IPAs.
the old school brewers hate IPAs.
There's old school brewers. I mean, at least in Tioga's case with Kevin, he goes, I don't have time to keep up with what's new and what's trendy, but that's why I employ the younger guys. I'll help them with whatever they say, you know. So he knows how to make beer. He knows how to use the brew system, and he'll just say, okay, this is this category. This is what this is. Let me help you make that. But I agree with Scotty. If you just go, this is what they should be drinking, or this is what we should call a hazy, and it's not true to style, and slap that sticker on it, people would be like, yeah, bro, this is not what I wanted. You know. So, I'm just saying, it sells better if it's true to style than if you try to tell people just what they need.
You just throw a bunch of crap out there.
Yeah.
Like, see, it's hazy.
Yeah. Huh.
Sure.
Just like that,
But you gotta get on
Like that annoying guy on the stage asking for more monitor. Can I get a little more haze?
Monitor.
How about that?
A little more haze up here.
A little bit more haze. A little bit more juice.
A little more haze in the monitor.
How about that?
A little juice. Oh, yeah. Up.
What?
All I know is everybody's, if you want to make money, like Scotty B was referencing, that I talked to the tactical ops guy and he was doing a tasting at Total Wine. I'm not sure. Real nice guy. I'm not sure how much involved. I know he's at least good friends with the tactical ops guy. I wasn't sure if he was a brewer or not. They get too involved. I'm not great at conversating. but they don't have a hazy, the tactical ops. And so I was like, oh, so you guys making
you like
a hazy.
Living dangerously.
Yeah, I was like, so you guys are making a hazy, right? Like when you come out with a hazy, he's like, well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we're thinking about it. I was like, you probably make you some money. Making a hazy beer. He's like, yeah, we'll probably come around to it. I was like, I don't think it's going away, man. I think we're going to have to do it. If you like to have money, if you have a business and it's beer related, you kind of have to make a hazy beer now, whether you like it or not.
Did you tell him Green Flash doesn't make a hazy
beer? He's like, well, Green Flash doesn't make a hazy. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Green Flash?
I saw a post by Kelly in the forum, and probably to a topic, maybe Fontana Jim called about a little bit earlier, too. Is your average craft beer tenure? Guys turn 21, no? Like Kelly said, might only know hazy IPAs. So is your average, like, 21-year-old beer drinker, they're going to know some of the classics, like, you know, Sierra Nevada's a pale, or the Torpedo, maybe Sam Adams, Boston Lager, maybe even Fat Tire. You know, are those considered their dad's beer, grandpa's beer? You know, are they becoming too old? Are they even out of style? You know, maybe Stone had it right, retiring some of their old classics, like their PLL, you know, their IRS, and Old Guardian, you know, trying to reinvent things, kind of keep things fresh. You know, some of these old brands have been out for a while and people forget about them, but they might be considered a dad's beer, and they're not going to do dad's beer. They're going to go for the hazy IPAs and all these new things. Even the West Coast style IPAs, maybe even a Pliny, is getting a little old out there.
Ooh,
and,
Pliny's dad's
beer. People are going to forget about it. It's like, oh, that's old.
That's what my dad drinks, you know, Pliny.
Nothing fresh. Let me know what you guys think, and keep up the good work.
I think they're right.
I know. Keep up the good work, guys. I know a bigger crowd of 22 to 26 year olds, and I've seen them all drink good beer and go to good breweries, but I've also seen them at the bar that is still open past midnight, and they're all just as happy drinking their PBRs and their Modelos and their Coronas with limes. And so I still have faith in the youth that they're drinking other beer or lesser than good beer, not just going, I only like hazies because that's all I know. So,
but that's funny how, like, yeah, somebody now just getting into the beer scene just like, oh yeah, these hazy beers are just normal beer, right?
This is industry standard, right?
this is how it's done, right? Dad beers. The Pour'em, by the way. I mean, now it's just set.
Is it?
The Pour'em. Our Facebook group.
Yeah.
It's called The Pour'em.
All right.
Boom. Nick,
handle it. Settings.
Handle it. Update.
Hey, I like that sound.
Yeah, I like that.
Gold.
I love gold.
I was really hoping that sound drop would have cut off.
You're all gold. New beer gold. Entering the show. What do we have here?
Light Matt. Fighter, a 10% Imperial Stout. Wow. ABV at 10%. That's all it says. That's all we know.
From Zach's Brewing.
Is that it's Why an Imperial Stout?
Why did you recap it?
Because you get to open it yourself.
That's why I come here. You guys open the beer for me.
I don't know how to deal with this.
Fresno's Zach's Brewing.
Mm.
Not yet open to the public, but we're having.
Sadly, no.
We're having.
Oh, wait. Here's the cap from Mike.
Nick is highly involved.
Can I put the cap on it real quick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Then you got to pop it.
I love gold.
Okay, cool.
Nick is highly involved in the tasting room efforts.
Maybe involved.
Do we have an update?
Negative.
Yeah, it's, you know, every Waiting week we can't the, just, there can't be something every week.
Well, yeah, hopefully we get word from the city if we could proceed to the next step this week.
All right. Come on, city. You would think you would, you know, you had a guy in there.
We had an inside, and their inside is turning outside. So,
so here we go. Light Fighter.
I see what you did there, playing words.
Yes.
Man, it smells potent.
Still pretty smooth. It's lovely.
It's lovely.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's roasty.
It's roasty.
I was hoping for more hop bitterness.
Well, there's definitely some bitterness up front.
The stout guy is hoping for more hop bitterness?
Yeah. It's Steven. Come on. That guy hops everything.
I am not used to having a stout This is really good, though.
There's like a chocolatey effervescence to it, but it's not, it's more bitter than it is sweet. So it's like I'm just hunting for that malty or chocolatey or coffee notes, and it's just not there. But I like it.
I wonder, this makes me think he's setting it up for barrel aging.
But I mean, this to me has an upfront presence of a bitterness, to, mm-hmm. which could be a hot bitterness.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just being boozy.
Boozy, boozy.
Boozy.
What are you, the perfect pour? Could you be here just chilling home?
Chew like your you beer on social media.
Forever. Orale, Holmes. Obviously, you received a package from me, Holmes.
Yes.
Sent you a little gift, eh? A little gift pack, eh? There's a couple cans in there, Holmes. There's a can from Mumford. Is there a stout? Actually, if you want, you can also compare that stout to Modern Times vanilla, almond, coffee bean, nitro, whatever they call it, the ones you guys talked about last week, eh? Mumford actually made a stout like that, Holmes, with vanilla, almond, and some chocolate beer and some other stuff, eh? So, pretty cool. I had that. Like that crazy black nonsense, whatever. Also sent you a can of. Man, I don't even remember. Oh,
he's recording this in the hot tub.
It's like a German Wettersteen brewing. It's the juicy IPA out of San Pedro, California, almost over there by Long Beach.
I know where that's at.
Freaking amazing beer.
I worked in Avanza for a little bit.
Also sent you that to remember. In Garcia, I can't say that name, Holmes. That's a local brewery in my area. It's a county over from where I'm at in the Ventura County, not too far from where I'm at. They just started canning some beers. I thought maybe Matt will enjoy that beer. I think it's called Valkyrie, if I'm not correct, Holmes. And the other beer that I sent to, I know it's a good beer, Holmes. I don't remember. Oh, what are you, Holmes? Eagle Rock 360 something 9. It's
Wow,
he's talking about that.
It's a pale ale. It's a little weird, a little different, Holmes. A lot of malt, but I hope you enjoy it. Other than that, I'm driving back home from the bottle shop, hashtag Stonewall. They just got a fresh shipment of Beechwood, Holmes. Beechwood Blendery, a lot of 500 milliliter bottles. And they got 6 packs of a Magnator, a can.
Magnator.
A 6 pack of Flat Top Blonde Ale, Holmes. Never had it before, but for Beechwood. And guess who made that connection? I said, I did, Holmes.
Nice.
Two beers bringing relationships together for 2018, Holmes. So my next one is Birkin. I got in contact with them, shit's happening with them, and I need Matt to step up to the plate and speak with Mike. I guess that's the owner of Tioga. Let's get some Tioga in here, Holmes. Let's make it happen, Holmes. I promise you, if they shit on the sale within 2 weeks, my refrigerator will be full with Tioga.
Oh, he got the 3-minute mark. He's got to get with, not with Matt. He's got to get Jake.
It's a multi-person. So Jake does the deliveries. The president has to do posting in counties. We have a guy for invoices, but I'm the one that orders in and stages beer for Jake to take. So there's a few pieces, but I assure you, all inquiries from the SoCal area have been passed forward on a list saying, if we need to make a fun run, these are the peoples.
The fun run.
These are the peoples.
That want stuffs.
Oh. So, like, could we do it? If I'm going to L.A.?
No.
Wait, what are we doing? It.
We're gonna distribute beer for Tioga.
Nice. We just hand them out and look straight quarter. Like,
sorry. Excuse me, industry, coming through.
Do we have like a paletta cart and we ring the bell and
yeah.
Ding ding Tioga Square, Tioga Square, walk around LA,
Tioga,
hand out beer,
Tioga.
Is that how you do it?
I miss my old neighborhood. I used to have the cart going around. We don't have the cart going around here. What? Oh, he's trying. Wait, hold on.
Well, this is a kind of like third phone call. I don't know what happened on the second one.
Dude, anyways, he's calling from the ocean, from Long Beach, literally from the underwater, the beach.
I want some
from the Queen Mary.
I want it all, Holmes. So let's make it happen. Let's say I'll drink it. You guys send it at the bottle shop. He said he sent out some emails already, but there hasn't been no contacts or anything. So maybe you can, you know, throw it on your boss's desk or something, you know. Other than that, Holmes, this is to your beers, and enjoy the beers I sent you, and to your beers. I'm making things happen, Holmes. I'm bringing beers to my bottle shop that are hard to get. They don't distribute out here, but I'm making it happen. Who knows? I might even start driving and picking up shipments for them on the weekend.
Driving!
They can pay me with beer, Holmes.
That's illegal. Sorry.
These dudes actually drove all the way to Long Beach, man, to get some of those beers.
Nothing wrong with Long Beach. Drive
up to Bergen and get some of that, Holmes. So, crossing my fingers, making shit happen, Holmes. She's doing a salesman nowadays. Orderly, I'm selling everything, Holmes. Everything was gold. I'll sell it. Now, I'll buy it. You must buy it, Holmes. Like the guy from the mufflers, car you like. I forgot you guys were talking about, Holmes. transmission you like. I forgot his name, Holmes, but that was hilarious. Orderly, tell the listeners about that. They'll love that shit, Holmes. Orderly, see you there. At the watch for it. Peace out, Holmes.
Peace out. Bells was in Long Beach. I think he was doing some stuff for work.
Long Beach.
And on Monday, and Beachwood was closed. He was pissed.
Nice.
Beachwood closed on Monday.
Closed.
Just so you know.
That was a holiday.
Son of a Beachwood.
Son of a Beachwood. Couple more voicemails, guys. Let's go.
Hey, guys. It's Paul here.
Thank goodness.
Hey, Paul.
I'm glad you got a taste of the zero IBU. I don't know what you want to call it. I've had it,
had it
fresh from the tap at Hen House, and it's no more impressive. Don't get me wrong, I think it's a very cool idea in terms of just like an experiment, but you taste it and then you get the gist of the experiment, and that's that, right? Like you need some bitterness in there. Like take an orange, for example. I mean, you think of an orange, it's sweet and juicy, but an orange is actually like a complex flavor of sugar and acid and, yes, bitterness. There's actually a significant amount of bitterness in an orange, and if you didn't have the bitterness in there, you would notice it. And same thing with a hoppy beer. You kind of need that bitterness in there. So, like I said, great experiment, but let's move on and keep the IBUs in the beers. One of my big complaints about a lot of these hazy beers is this push towards not a lot of bitterness. Like some of them are so juicy and so fruity, but there's not a lot of that lingering bitterness. And I guess it's all a matter of taste, you know, right? Like we all like what we like, and if you like a beer like that, that's fine. Then drink that beer. So whatever. it was great to hear a call from Canada. It's funny. I was just literally Brad listening Mike. To the show and thinking, I wonder how many people from Canada listen.
What?
And then that guy calls in with a voicemail. It's fucking awesome.
At least one.
I have a great story about a beer experience I had in Montreal several years back. I can't tell it now because it would go past the 3-minute mark, but... Yeah, and, you know, maybe you guys do one of your surveys, and if people decide that they actually want to hear my story, I'll actually call back and tell my Montreal beer story, because it's a good one. Anyway, that's all for now. Hey, keep up the good work, guys. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Wow.
All right, here's a poll. Do you want to hear... Paul's full story.
Why do I have a feeling yes? Mike's going to rig the results?
No. I just put that on live on our social media, and oh, look, yes,
100%. Yes,
just
yes.
one. You didn't.
That's amazing.
Right here. I saw it.
I'm looking over.
Matt saw it right there. It says yes. Everyone says yes.
All of the voters said yes. That's amazing. Landslide election.
I want to go to Montreal. My mom's side is from, my heritage is from Montreal, Canada.
Oh, that explains a lot.
French Canadian. Brother Andre. If you're from Montreal, you know who Brother Andre is. He is a great uncle of mine. So, yeah. Big time.
Oh, boy.
He's a saint, motherfucker.
Okay.
Hey, boys. Fontana Jim calling in to wish Tony Baggs a happy birthday. I have his phone number, but it's just more fun to leave a message on your guys' voicemail.
I see.
So, fun topic I have for tonight. I'll give you guys one topic.
Talk amongst yourselves.
What beer did each of you chase down and then end up having only to be utterly disappointed and sad with?
All of them.
You know what I'm talking about. Some sort of beer really, really... Mikey, I'm not talking about dropping younger on
the Wells, ground. Bro.
I'm talking about a beer that you hadn't had before, really looking forward to, and then you had it, like, huh, that's it? Oh, well. Anyways, keep the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work, guys. I can't think of something like... can't think of something I've... had like really looking forward to, and I mean I know it's happened. It's happened. Yeah. I'm struggling to think of exactly picking out something. Can you pick out something that you're just like, oh, this is gonna be good, and it turned out to be not so good? No, nobody can. All three of us are like
the Mosaic beer that's sitting right over there.
Box of Hops, the Mosaic beer from Ithaca Brewing.
I was like, Mosaic, this sounds good.
I agree with that, because you see Mosaic on it can, and you're like, oh, shit.
How can this
give
go
me that,
wrong?
Give me that beer. It's got Mosaic in it. There's nothing bad about that. And then it turns out, I'm like, oh.
It's like, that's all it was.
What
it's
did
like,
you guys do? You had Mosaic Hops, and you blew it.
You blew it.
Yeah, I want to make it right.
You blew it all up. You had your chance, and you blew it.
You blew yourself.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Yeah, 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network. And you could call that line and leave us a voicemail. Mm-hmm. If you're in a town we don't have a rep yet, you've been listening all this time, you haven't called in, you're like, I want to be a rep. Call us, let us know. Or you can do it on social media.
Especially if you're from like Rhode calling. Island.
You want a Rhode Island rep? You're looking
I
for
have a
Rhode
feeling
Island.
We're never going to fill Rhode Island.
It's neither a road nor an island.
Discuss. Yeah. I don't know. I bet we can do it. I feel the perfect world listeners.
South Dakota's open.
Call in there. Whoa. There's a lot of open.
Kansas.
Texas. Do we don't have any Texas ones?
Oh, Texas. No Texas. No Utah.
Arkansas. Fayetteville, man. Represent.
Nope.
Beers to look out for. Beers we are personally looking out for, and beers maybe we think maybe you might want to look out for. We've kind of gotten weak in town with the Stone Brewing stuff, but I'm going to look out for Stone Brewing Scorpion Bowl.
Oh boy.
It's an IPA and it's coming in the 22 ounce bottles. It's a West Coast IPA. It's got Mosaic.
Is it clear?
Laurel. Mandarina Brewery. Mandarin ain't going to hop here anymore. And it's a 7.5%, 76 IBU beer. I'm going to look out for that for the hell of it. What the hell, man? This week's Alvarado Street Uh-oh. Beer I'm looking out for.
Uh-oh. What could it be?
Alta California.
What?
It's a pale. Just a straight up pale. 5.4%.
Lame.
That's all. That's it. That's all you need. Those Melrose that I think it was Chew Your Beer talking about, Beechwood, and cans. Oh, man. If I had a Melrose in a can. Whoa. The stories I could tell. Here's this All one. Right. Just here's a name. I'm just going for a
name again, only.
I'm referring to marketing your beer, man. Market your beer well, and it will sell well. New Glory Brewing's Wake Me Up Before You Cocoa.
No.
Yes.
You take that back.
No, that's what that is. Wake me up before you cocoa. It's a mocha milk stout, in case you didn't figure it out.
Yeah, the name. Thanks for that. So glad you sung it, too.
Yeah. Kern River Brewing's Church. A West Coast IPA from Kern River. It's in cans. And I feel like you might say something about Citra, Nick. So I'm going to defer to Nick's looking out for.
No, I was going to let you guys have the Citra.
Citra is coming out in 12-ounce
cans.
This year's Kern River's famous Citra is coming out in 12-ounce cans. They're not even going to do bottles.
No.
Right, if I read that correctly.
And it's not a lottery this year either. It's a...
But you still have to be local.
Get in
pre-purchase line. And local.
Yeah. No, you could drive to it and pick it up.
Well, that's what they always want, right?
You drive here, pick up beer.
You got to come here and pick it up.
Don't look.
Come up here in the Bakersfield Mountains.
Mm, this is good.
What do we got? What's happening?
We're getting there. Hold, please. Swirl. Dump.
I'm doing the claw right cleaning, now. I'm trying to grab it.
We're cleaning glasses. Passing around a new beer. Did I miss a I Love Gold?
Yep.
I Love Gold!
Snuck it in there.
That's how you make an IPA.
That is a good beer. I've had this beer before, and it wasn't that great.
This looks cloudy.
I think they reimagined this beer.
This is simply unfiltered, sir.
Oh, okay. Take 5 Session IPA from New Glory Brewing. Oh,
never mind.
Remember, Sacramento.
Remember when that. Sessions were things?
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for summer to come back, and then the sessions will happen.
The sesh?
We're still in stout season.
Please.
Ooh, that's a good aroma. That's a good aroma.
Exit stage left.
Exit stage left. Okay. What are you looking out for? So, here's Nick.
Abnormal Beer Company. I'm a little late to this party. A lot late. This is kind of looking out for, but then again, it's like, do I really want this? They're doing an Imperial Barrel Aged Stout in Pappy Van Winkle barrels, right? Sounds cool. Yes. Shake your head. Yes.
Cool. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Pappy Van Winkle whiskey starts at $500 a bottle.
Mm, whoa.
And approaches $2,500 a bottle for the longer, the high.
$2,500 bottle of something?
Yes.
That's it. I'll just spend my tax return on a bottle. That's cool.
Well, there you go. So Matt has 8 kids, apparently, we don't know about.
No, you said it starts at what?
500.
Yeah, there has to be something in the middle that I can afford, right?
Unless you have a large family and you get a $10,000 tax return that we don't know about. You could buy the top end, the 23-year. So having never had a shot of Pappy Van Winkle, do I even want to taste a beer that's been aged in these barrels knowing not what it's going to do for the beer?
Mm.
Do it.
Is this a double-edged sword?
Do it.
Those are a lot of questions.
Do you do it or do you not do it?
Would you like to buy 2 Volkswagens or 1 bottle?
Yeah. So Abnormal, bravo, nice job on getting some Pappy barrels. It's probably easier than it seems, but they did it. And moving on, El Segundo also is doing barrels. They said, no more IPAs. IPAs are over. Just kidding. They didn't say that. But they do have a barley wine called Old Jetty. and an Imperial Stout called Standard Crude, both barrel-aged beers from El Segundo. Looking at four.
Standard Crude.
Looking at four beers.
Long Beach has a lot of oil rigs off the coast, so
yeah,
it would make sense that there'd be some oil references.
Power plants and oil.
Mm-hmm. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Great Divide has they have like a little small batch or pilot system that they do, and they're going to be releasing bottles of Mexican Chocolate Yeti. So,
ooh.
I would kind of like to see what that's all about.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Do we have Colorado reps?
Let me check the list.
Hmm.
But I think it's like local natives or some. They have like some hashtag for this beer line that they do, but it's just like, unless you live here, you will probably not see this.
Oh, wow.
No, no.
Oh, yeah?
Have you shown them our mug?
Do we have a mug? Do we purchase a mug for the year?
Right over there.
Oh, our great, our Yeti mug. Yes, we do have a dented Yeti mug. See, it's dented. It's real.
It's real.
Then
from Yeti Smash.
Then from Fieldwork, they surprise. They have a new can.
Oh, oh gosh,
King Citra.
It's probably good.
I wonder what hop
before they Mosaic. Before Mosaic, there was Citra.
Yes. Yeah. So they're still doing that. And then Track 7 gets Beer Name of the Week. You guys seen this one?
I have not.
LL Brew J.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't even know what beer style that is.
It's a double India Pale Ale.
Don't even care.
LL Brew J.
Add to cart. Yes.
Yep, there we go. Mark, staying with the marketing theme. I want that beer. I have no idea. It can be a Berliner Weiss, and I'm still going to buy it.
Wow.
Farm Brugey.
Double farmhouse? Sounds yeah, great.
Sure. Lots of raspberry notes.
But I saw that pop up, and I was like, oh, that's good.
Damn it, that's good.
Nicely done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done. That's all looking out?
That's looking out.
That is looking out for beers. Man, this take five. It's nice.
It's freaking good.
It's good.
Good beer. It's good beer, guys.
Ben, caught.
Drinking beer. Last week, we were drinking beer all week long with the beer drinking. And then and hopefully Untapped. We told Untapped about it. We're like, our friend Untapped, our drinking buddy Untapped. We said, hey, Untapped, these are the beers I drank. And they're like, okay. Okay, Alki.
Thanks for having a hobby.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. Breaking news?
Yeah. Apparently that beer from Track 7 is part of their anniversary series, and they have another one. The brother will like this.
Oh.
It's an Imperial Stout with coffee and vanilla.
Okay.
And chocolate.
And that's racist.
It's called Darkness Imprisoning Me.
Darkness imprisoning me.
All I see, I'm the horror.
Oh man.
Okay.
Nice.
I just. Okay.
I'm in.
Of course you are.
Add to cart.
Add to cart.
Click. You like add this to cart?
Okay. As
God,
you were.
Thank God I can't buy all that on Amazon. I would be Amazon priming everything.
One day shipping.
Next day, yeah. Yes. Would you like to pay $3 more for one day shipping? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why do you keep asking this?
You say, does one day shipping mean right now?
So where is it at?
Where is it? Yeah, you start tracking it. Like immediately when you do something on Amazon, you're like, I'll track it. And like, one minute later, you're like, let's see what's happened here. What have they done with this?
Oh, hello.
And there's no update. I'm like, what's going on?
This is Sam for customer service. How can I help you?
It's been 2 minutes. I just ordered my beer 2 minutes ago, and I'm not seeing any updates on my tracking.
Sir, well, your window is from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Right, but starting now, right? Starting now, and I'm not seeing any movement. What are you guys doing down there?
Did you choose one-day shipping on your check?
I chose now shipping.
Did you inquire
where about... the fuck is my beer?
Sir, there's no need to get hostile.
Where the fuck is my beer?
The drones are on the
way.
It's
the future. Get it's the here. Future. I'm drunk now, ma'am. This beer's not going to do me any good tomorrow. I need it now.
I'm a guy, so...
I don't care. I need my beer. I'll do anything.
Our allotment services are doing the best they can, sir.
Allotment this. I was at your mother's house with your allotment. I'm at your mom's right now. She's giving me all the allotment.
Oh, God. Did you used to work at Guitar Center?
I forgot about the Guitar Center, guys. Oh, my God. Jesus. How could I have forgotten? Big God drinking. I had a lot of Tahoe Deep this week. And, yeah. Sorry. It's not as good as I remember it. Enough. Moving on.
Did you just name the beer and then immediately...
Yep, that's what I did. By the way, there's a beer bench video of this Tahoe Deep on our YouTube channel right now. Not right now, but Friday right now. There is a video. If you look, search for The Perfect Pour on YouTube, subscribe to it, and then you can see beer bench videos. The newest being this beer that was mentioned earlier. This Santa Maria Brewing. You guys heard about this brewery?
Nope.
Santa Maria? Mm-hmm. Well, Popolo's has some Santa Maria. A couple of
yes,
Santa Maria
yes,
has.
Yes, oh, have, did you actually. Happen yeah. to go down there?
I partaked in some Popolo's.
They have what? A blood orange wheat?
A blood orange IPA,
blood orange
sir.
IPA, yes.
Motra. Blood orange Motra. IPA. I had that. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like...
very blood orangey.
Right. It was just like, yep, this is a blood orange IPA. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed it.
I had a taster. I did not have the full glass. I just had
okay.
a taster.
It's nothing you're going to go nuts about, but also like, yeah, this is a good blood. If you like blood orange IPA, solid. I had a Pine and Palm, the Cryo Resin IPA number 4.
Nice.
Nice beer. It's a great beer.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Roger, I hear that new tap room. I feel like maybe in a little bit somebody else has been caught drinking. Might reveal more about that. And I had a Mount Whitney XPA from Ooh. Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
Ooh, that's a good beer.
Back in the fridge beer. It was way back in the fridge. I was like, oh, I'll have this. Nice. It's a lower calorie beer, and I enjoy it. So there, that's about enough of my been caught to drinking the mat.
Which I'm interested about our beers because we introduced the enzyme that eats gluten. I wonder, with our beers being gluten reduced, if they're healthier. I don't know what it turns into or what, but
being healthier, like less calories, healthier.
Well, there's less gluten.
There's like minerals.
So
yeah,
it has to be less everything overall.
Sure, sure.
Obviously, sugars are fermented out, so we don't really have to worry about those. But
well, there's studies out there that show if you have two beers a day, it's actually good for you.
Oh, well, then I'm good.
Two beers a day is like solid. It reduces heart disease, mm-hmm. reduces a whole lot of things, a whole lot of chances for bad stuff. Reduces all of them.
What if you want to have six a day? Is that like three times better?
Yeah, I don't think that's how the math works.
Damn it.
Seems to be reliant on two drinks a day. Mm.
So, been caught drinking for me. I was at Spokeasy, and I had a hazy little thing on draft. Had a full pint and a partial pint. That was my beginning and ending beer.
Hmm.
And it was good. It was a little bit different than what I remember being in can.
Right. Yeah.
It was still good.
I'm heading on draft. I'm curious about how it is on draft.
Then I found the Surf Stop Pale Ale.
Oh, that was looking out for beer.
I enjoyed it. I had a little bit different of a mindset for it because I was thinking graveyards, but it was different, but it was good. So if you do see it, do grab it, do enjoy it. And then I was at the Morning Drive CD release show, and I had a couple of Shermans, and then I had switched over to PBR because it was a 12-ounce Sherman for $6, or it was a 22-ounce PBR for $4. So,
wow. Oh, that is a choice.
Yeah.
Man, do you go PBR, more PBR, or do you go for a quality beer?
Yeah.
Man, so, that's a tough choice.
I had a couple of PBRs, and I was all right. It was okay.
All right. You're feeling more hipster than you've ever felt before in your life.
Well, they had water stations at this place, so I was able to... Oh. You know, sneak some water in there.
Water stations are key.
Well, especially if you're drinking PBR. You feel like shit.
Well, that's a water station, isn't it? Yeah. The PBR?
Yeah, they just put the cans just upside
says,
down.
It says water station, and it's a bunch of PBR taps.
The Save Mart by my house picked up City of the Sun, so I picked that up.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. Milburn Herndon.
So if you saw a 4-pack missing out of that case, that
I was did. Me. I did.
Yep.
Should have known. Did you notice in that same area there's a modern, I think it's Orderville or something?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's gray as hell. There's something going on in that bottle. It's like gone, it's a bottle gone completely wrong. I took a picture of it like a month ago. And I was going to put it on social media. I was like, no, that's not cool in the modern times. It's not their fault that there's this bottle that's all fucked up. And it's been sitting there for a month. It's right there in the forefront. And it just won't go away. Nobody wants to fucking take it off the shelf. it's something has gone way bad in that bottle. And no one will remove it.
Wow.
It's just sitting there. It's still there.
It's now become a science experiment.
Yeah. Oh, man. Go ahead, Matt. Sorry.
So there was an after party for said Morning Drive.
This is a local band, Morning Drive?
Morning Drive. They're actually really good. They'll cover anything and play their own music.
Did they purposely name their band after a morning show? A radio morning show?
I don't know.
All right.
But there was a pizza at said party, but I saw the fridge crack open a few times, and there was a sixer of Lagunitas IPA, so I finagled one of those out of the fridge and popped it, and I was drinking one of those.
Hello.
And then...
kick a macaroon.
Perhaps the thing you were most excited about was I met up with one of my coworkers, John Bracey.
John Bracey, professional brewer, John Bracey.
We met up at the new Pine and Palm location.
Oh, nice. You went inside the new Pine and Palm. Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit colder that day.
North Fresno was Pine and Palm Brewing.
Yep, it was a little bit colder that day, so they had the patio roll-up door closed.
Hmm.
But there were some people hanging out inside, and they had a couple of TVs going, and they had a beer on draft and some secret beer.
Ooh,
off menu.
Secret beer. Industry beer?
No.
Industry only people?
And then Roger kind of gave me some crap for not bringing records. He's like, you could have brought vinyl here, bro. Could have brought.
Yeah, what's your problem?
BYOV. You could have brought your own vinyl.
Why did you not?
I did. You know, we were going some other places. Not everybody has a vinyl bar. You know, it's like going to a place.
You should be always prepared for a vinyl bar.
Yeah.
Always have vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
But then vinyl is very precious. You can't just like throw it around in your vehicle because it could warp and things could happen.
Then he kind of gave the brother's name some crap for not being going there.
Oh,
that's
Nick. That's messed
but
up.
But the new tap room was all right. It was a little cozy. He's still working on some construction of it. And, you know, I imagine he's going to decorate a little bit, but. It was nice. A little indoor space, so climate control.
Exciting.
But off-menu beer I had from it, he had a Vic Secret single hop IPA.
Oh. I've not had a single
hop. That was a tasty beverage. Vic Secret. That was a tip. Mm.
So yeah, now you're like, beverage. Know what Vic Secret tastes like.
Yes. All right. Well, I mean, I might have known about it before.
Right.
You know, I had to refresh
my memory. Now, yeah. I've never had one single hop Vic Secret.
Why not?
I don't know. Just never come across it.
Vic Secret's been in a few things we've had here.
Yeah, it's never right. been but I've never featured. Had it. Yeah, a featured.
Yeah, that's a good word, featured.
What else? Is all you drank this week?
A lot of other stuff is just repeats. Galaxy, XPA. I think I probably had a Tokyo Grape Black.
Ape. Oh, Tokyo Black.
It's all just repeats at this point. Filler beers in between filler the cool beers. Beers.
Yep. I got to drink this until a cooler beer comes along. Just like all my relationships.
Oh, man.
Before marriage. I'm just waiting until my wife comes along. Oh, it's not a save, Nick. Come on.
That was a total save.
No, bro. Nick, what have you been drinking? The Nick 80. By the way,
what?
There was an email saying, like, are you guys an untap? What's your untap names? Nice. I feel like apparently we don't say it enough.
Huh.
I'm Dorktown on Untapped. Or if you search Mikey Top Boar, it'll come up too. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
And Nick is The Nick 80.
Yes, please.
What have you been drinking, Nick?
I
reveal.
Had an evening out.
Ooh.
I made it to the Goldsteins.
Ooh. Was anybody working?
Nobody I recognized.
Oh. Nobody. He was at the door, just banging at the door. Hello! Open! Is anybody working?
There was a bearded gentleman in white pants and a gray blazer.
Yeah.
Wait, we went there the same night? Was that 80s night?
That was 80s night.
How do we not see each other at 80s night?
I don't know.
I was there at 80s night, but that was Big Craig Johnson.
That place. Okay. Gets,
he is the owner of the place.
I figured. He had the owner look to him with the white pants and the gold chain.
You can always tell the owner because he's not as fast as the other bartenders, and he kind of looks frazzled.
Oh, he doesn't bartend at all.
No. He was pointing, and you do this, and you do this, and you do this.
I mean, I have no idea what he looks like. I'm just saying, like, that owner vibe when they're behind the bar, they're kind of like, that guy doesn't look like he belongs back there, but he's back there.
But he's back there.
So he's probably the owner.
And then, he's going into the secret room.
Like, oh, no.
Oh, he's closing the door. What's he doing? Immediately behind him.
He's actually a detriment to these employees right now. Probably the owner.
They're all sweating extra heavy.
They're just like, I wish he would freaking leave so I can fucking work.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where you were. We were there. Well, we went to the library first, the new speakeasy in town. No beer.
Oh.
There's zero beer.
There's no beer in that speakeasy?
There's Guinness, and that's it.
Wow. Did you have a Guinness?
No.
I would have it. I would have had a
Guinness. You would have the Guinness?
Yep.
I went for the old fashioned. And we're in Tower. We're hanging out. We're done with our speakeasy experience. We're like, let's go get one more. So we walked down to Goldstein's and...
Gold!
Listen to some 80s remix tunes.
DJ Lenny Lynn.
Yeah.
Oh.
And had a Hop Concept Citra and Simcoe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay. bravo to the Hop Concept for making an acronym that spells out THC.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had...
I had...
the
For one more, you had two?
Triple IPA from Revision, which was Suckafish.
Suckafish.
Tantalizing Triple IPA.
How was that?
That was Knock Your Socks Off.
Oh, your socks were knocked off? Ka-pshoo. They were in a different part of the room?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
The band thought I was throwing a bra at them.
Oh, it's a sock.
Oh, it's a sock. That was a great way to end the night. There's a damn good thing there's a food truck outside. Let's put it that way.
Saved you for the next day.
I do believe it was Nene's. Was it? Filipino Bites.
Mayonnaise, yes. Nene's?
Nene's Filipino Bites.
We had
And what kind of food is Filipino food?
I don't know. We had egg rolls or egg roll style food.
They have a different name for it, but it's basically pork egg rolls.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Poi or poki?
I find that interesting.
Pony?
I had from my friend Kelly.
Parks and Rec?
That's her aunt's food truck. But one time I was at Goldstein. She walks in. She's like, "Do you like egg rolls?" And I was like, "Yes." And she's all, "Here, eat this." And I was
here.
Like, I was like, "I'm kind of drunk. I'll eat anything."
They're amazing.
I'll eat some strange lady giving me egg rolls in a bar.
They give you the spicy plum sauce to go with it. Oh, it's amazing.
Huh. Okay.
And then
More things made out of plums.
I had a Brett IPA from Modern Times called Neverwhere.
Brett. Neverwhere.
It was a Brett fermented.
IPA. I haven't heard of this. I don't think this is the
thing. It's in the big fancy bottle.
One of those. Okay.
It looks like a Reserve Society bottle.
Yeah.
And it's got a gold label.
Was it sour as all shit?
No, it was actually pretty decent. It reminded me of House of Pendragon's Brett IPA.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Which is the first time I've ever had a Brett IPA was House of Pendragon.
House of Pendragon. Good times. Wow.
Apparently.
What? Is it more?
No, I'm kidding.
And back to your regularly scheduled program.
It's the end of the show. I'm giving out some cheese. We got to make it under 2 hours, man. I'm friggin'. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Not fucking around.
We're getting close.
How much time we got?
2 minutes.
We got a good 6-7 minutes, bros. Cheers to our golden gods. Our golden gods that give us money. That's crazy.
What?
These people give us money, man, every month on via Patreon, the website Patreon, Patreon, patreon.com/perfect4. Every month they give us money to just because we're cool. Because they think we're cool, and we think they're cool. So, cheers to the golden gods. If you want to be a golden god, you can. We actually, because of Patreon, such a cool website that we can provide little extra bonuses for people that want to donate to the show. You get to hear the tailgate, us hanging out before the show, and then you get to hear stuff earlier than everyone else, like the latest Beer Bitch video. Also, cheers to on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, the Craft Beer Channel got to 50,000 subscribers.
Whoa!
So, cheers to the Craft Beer Channel on YouTube. 50,000 subscribers. That's not
so. We must be at like 49,000.
Oh yeah, we're right behind them. Yeah. We're right behind them in double digits of subscribers.
Nice.
Cheers to the Beer Pope. The Beer Pope. He posted some podcasting equipment on his social media. So cheers to the Beer Pope. Keeping at it. Doing some beer podcasting. And also cheers to Gucci Crew. Dan. Gucci Crew on Untappd. And our... talked about before, Michael Radzi won our Canadian Rad Mike up there in Canada, Rad_Mike on Untappd if you want to follow Mike. And Shotzi, which is Terry G on Untappd, Shotzi, Shotzey, Shotzi. So cheers to everyone that subscribes to the show and shares the show and talks about the show. It helps us. We appreciate it, and it's needed. Your help is needed, so thank you. Cheers, Matt.
Cheers to everybody.
Everybody.
I don't have anybody in specific.
Yeah, you don't always have to have someone specific. Cheers, everyone.
But definitely thank you to Jimmy Ortiz for stopping by with beer.
Yeah, might have some of that next week. And that Chew Your Beer, Chew, Your beer, it's getting cold in there, so we'll have some of that next week as well. Some of that, lots of donated beer. If you got it, if you want to donate beer too, or if you want to if you want some stickers, we still got a little bit of the stickers left from our last run. You can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to our UPS box, which is in the show notes.
Actually, you could send us a self-addressed stout as well.
Send us a self-addressed stout.
You might not get anything back.
No, you're not getting anything back, but just send it to us. It's there, or perfectpourpod.com. It's every show notes. It's down towards the bottom. There's the address there.
You'll get a postcard of a picture of me drinking the beer.
Hey, I enjoyed it. Nick, you have some cheers?
Cheers to Untappeders. D. Goetz 5, Douglas, Craig Teal, and Matt Barrister.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wait, not me.
Oh, not you. And then on Instagram, we have some new followers. Question mark. Coming up is, where'd they go? How'd I get that far behind? What's going on here? Mark Earls. Smoky Spain. Ooh, it's a private account. I don't know who that is. That's fake. Cheyenne.
Brewing Bay. But cheers them anyway.
Yeah. Andrew Stark. The Basic Beer Bitch.
Basic.
Sounds basic. Wonderful.
Have we cheers Dad Loves Beer? Dad.loves.beer?
I don't know.
Dad Loves Beer.
Doesn't sound like something.
Dad Loves Beer.
I think it's Australian.
He's Aussie. He's an Aussie.
He's an Aussie.
Is it from the Gold Coast?
No, I'm just like saying it that way. And there's one more I wanted to cheers. Now I don't see it. Thanks a lot, Instagram. That's it.
Two of the hottest beer markets for like rising interest I saw this week was New Zealand and Canada.
New Zealand.
They're both just like getting all crazy. They're like catching up to the craft beer craze. So watch out. In New Zealand, we need a New Zealand rep.
Yes.
From New Zealand.
Flight of the Conchords is making a comeback too.
Is it?
Yeah.
For reals?
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm ready for old old. So thank you guys. Appreciate you showing up this week. PerfectBarBot.com. And thanks for all the support. And be safe, have fun, check your dates. This has been the Perfect Bar.